Today, we're going to be thinking, as Paul has mentioned, about whose example we should follow. We're going to be asking, who influences us most? Who is it that we are modeling our lives on? Now, we live in a world of influencers and followers, don't we? That's how things are nowadays. And that's largely due to social media. So I'm going to test your knowledge, a very short quiz right now, test your knowledge of one of the most popular social media platforms, TikTok. Okay? How much do you know about TikTok? I'm going to show you in a minute the top five most followed people on TikTok. I want you to confer with the person next to you, chat with the person next to you, and see if you can work out who you think is number one. Who do you think has the most followers in the world on TikTok? Okay, so here they are. Talk to the person next to you. Who do you think's number one? Have a chat. Right, okay then. We had an interesting discussion. Let's see whether you got it right or not. I'm going to show you in the fifth first, moving up to number one, okay? So, who is the fifth most followed TikTok person in the world? It is Mr. Beast with 82.9 million followers, okay? In fourth place is Addison Rae. She has 88.6 million. Then in third place is Bella Poarch, 92.7 million. In second place, Charli D'Amelio, 150.7. And that means, well done if you thought and you said that Khaby Lame was in first place with 159.8 million followers. Did anyone get Khaby Lame? Put your hand up. Oh, well done. That's because I told you, Marin, before when I was preparing the sermon. Never mind. And because you're young, yeah. Now, many, many millions of people have been influenced by these guys, haven't they? Many, many millions of people model themselves, actually, on these guys and people like them. I want to ask you, who influences you the most in your life? Is it people like this? Is it your friends? Is it celebrities? Sports people? Is it what you see on TV? Is it podcasts you listen to? Or is it Christians who depend on Jesus and live in God's love? The Apostle Paul says, if we are Christians, we should follow his example and the example of Christians like him. We see that in Philippians 3:17. Join together, Paul writes, in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. Now, we're not to follow Paul's example because he was perfect. He wasn't. He writes in his letters, I have weaknesses, I have failings, I fall into sin, please pray for me. He wasn't perfect. We model ourselves on the Apostle Paul and people like him because he depended on Jesus. And he lived in God's love. In his weakness, in his sin, in his failings, in his struggles, he clung on to Jesus. He said, Jesus, I need you to live as you want me to. Jesus, I failed again. I need you to forgive me. Jesus, I depend on you in order for me to be accepted by God the Father. Jesus, I'm clinging to you because your righteousness is mine. That's how I get into heaven. I need you. And he lived in God's love as well. He was delighted by God's love. He enjoyed God's love. He loved God in return. He loved others in return. He lived this life of love. And he says, follow my example and others like me. So whose example are we following most in our life? You know, it's very easy to get sidetracked, isn't it? Or persuaded or distracted into following other people, modelling ourselves on other people. Because other voices can be very, very strong and persuasive, can't they? And they can stop us following or distract us from following who we should be following. For example, three quick examples. Proverbs 16:31 says that grey hair is a crown of splendour. But L'Oreal says, cover up your grey hair with Men Expert hair dye. Who am I listening to the most? Who am I influenced by the most? Or another example, God says that loving him and loving our neighbor is the most important thing. But our society says expressing yourself and fulfilling yourself, that's the most important thing. Which am I most influenced by? Here's another example. The Bible says beauty comes from the inner self. But society says external beauty is the most important thing. It's how you look, it's your body shape and so on. Which am I most influenced by? And the list goes on and on and on. It's easy to get distracted. We need to model ourselves on Christians who depend on Jesus and who live in God's love. Because the other voices are very persuasive, but also it can be hard to do that because social media algorithms grab and hold our attention a lot of the time. Did you notice what Paul said in verse 17? Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. But often we can end up keeping our eyes on our screens, can't we? Especially social media through our screens. Now, there's good stuff on social media. It's good to be connected and so on. But there is a particular unique danger in being influenced by people on social media. We're going to watch a video now that highlights that danger. I want you to watch this video very carefully because I've got some discussion questions for you afterwards. Okay. Where are you watching carefully? I've got some discussion questions for you. Turn to the person next to you and have a think. If you don't like doing this discussion thing, just think in your mind silently. That's absolutely fine. But here are the discussion questions. Okay, spend a couple of minutes talking about them with the person next to you. Parents, talk to your kids. That's important that we understand social media and the dangers, isn't it? And then we'll reconvene in a couple of moments. Okay, if you could finish your discussions. Well, it was a good video, wasn't it? It highlighted the dangers of social media. Did you notice, I hope you were discussing this, almost every post, they were posting and reacting to fake versions of themselves and of other people, right? And sometimes it happens, doesn't it? We look through social media and we feel bad about ourselves because everyone looks so amazing, but the pictures that they're posting are often filtered, edited, carefully composed, half-real versions of people. And so we can be influenced by something that's not actually true, that's only half-real, that's pretty much fake and has got millions of filters on and so on and so on. And that's why Paul says, follow Christians who depend on Jesus. Because if you're a Christian who's depending on Jesus, you're not trying to present this fake version of yourself. You haven't got a need to say, I'm actually perfect. Because you're secure in God's love. Christians say, I fall, I fail, I sin, I mess up. Therefore, I'm depending on Jesus. I'm not pretending that my life is fine. My life is about him, actually, not about me. And that's why we need to be very careful of social media and make sure that the people we're following are Christians who have this dependence on Jesus and who live in his love. As we finish now, I have something to say to four groups, okay? First of all, children and teenagers, I want to speak to you, okay? Now, maybe you're starting in September a new primary school or a new secondary school or a new university. If you can, find friends who depend on Jesus and who live in his love. Make that your aim, your goal. If not, find friends who are good for you, who accept you as you are, who won't try and persuade you to do things that God says we shouldn't do. Find good friends. And also, children and teenagers, just be aware of who is influencing you. Think, what am I most influenced by? Who is, whose example am I following? When I look at my phone, when I'm gaming, when I make friends, where are my influences coming from? Seek positive influences, avoid bad. Okay, that's for you, children and teens. Now, I want to speak to the parents now, because we want to be good models for our children, don't we? We want to be good examples for our children to follow, because as we all know, children are shaped by their parents. How can we be? Well, it's not by being perfect Christians and perfect people, because we can't be. Rather, it's by demonstrating that we depend on Jesus, by showing our children that. Okay, how can we do that? Well, two things. It's by admitting to our kids that we got something wrong and that we failed and that we need Jesus for forgiveness. It's hard sometimes to do that in front of our kids, isn't it? Because sometimes we think, as a parent, I have to be this model of getting everything right. But actually, the Christian way is, I do often fail and I do get things wrong and I'm sorry and I need Jesus to forgive me. It's good to have family prayer times, okay? And sometimes it's good to pray thank you prayers. Sometimes it's good to pray please prayers, but it's really important to pray sorry prayers. So it's really important for us as parents to pray a sorry prayer in front of our children. To say, dear God, I'm sorry that I shouted, lost my temper today. Please forgive me, it was wrong. Amen. To pray those kinds of prayers in front of our children, that's the example we're setting. Because we're saying, I need you, I depend on you. I'm not this wonder person, get it wrong, I'm trying my best, but often fall. But thank you for your grace, and your love, and your forgiveness. That's how we're good examples for our children to follow. Third group, this passage for all of us throws up a challenge, doesn't it? It's, are we a good example to follow? You know how it is. Often the generation below us looks up to us and subconsciously models itself on us. Are we setting a good example to those younger than us? Let's be good examples by depending on Jesus. Let's be people who rejoice in what Jesus has done for us, who say, I am a big sinner, but Jesus is a bigger saviour. Let's be people who say, I cannot get to heaven on my own. I'm just not good enough. I cannot keep all of God's rules, but I can get to heaven by trusting in Jesus, believing that he was punished for my sin, and believing that his life is counted as mine, his perfect life. That's how I get to heaven, and I rejoice in that. It's about him, not me. Let's be those kinds of people. And then finally, I want to talk to you if you're not a Christian. In verses 19 to 21, Paul compares and contrasts his life with the lives of people who don't depend on Jesus or live in God's love. And actually, he calls them enemies of the cross. And that just says to us, there's no middle ground. There's no neutrality. You're either following Jesus or you're an enemy of him. I want to ask you, where is your destiny? Is it heaven or is it destruction? The Bible says if we don't have Jesus, then we have to be punished for our sins after we die. Where is your destiny? I want to ask you, who is your God? What is your God? What are you worshipping? Do you worship Jesus or do you worship consumerism, wanting more and more and more? What do you glory in? Is it future transformation or is it the things that are shameful, that God says are shameful? Where is your mind set? The saviour or on earthly things? Are you only concerned with the temporary things of this world, which will wither like grass and fade over time? I want to say to you, if you're not a Christian, make sure that you are in the left-hand column. Okay, you can be in the left-hand column by turning away from your sin, trusting in Jesus to be forgiven, so that you live depending on him, and so that you live in God's love. Don't delay. Trust in Jesus today. Thank you for listening.